Good morning. The time is 8:59 a.m. We're here today, Friday, August 30, 2013, in the OPA hearing room, suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA-13-008, Triple J Enterprises versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Ignacio Ike Aguigui. The public auditor is not with us as she has had a conflict in schedule. However, present from the Office of Public Accountability are Vincent Duenas and Rachel Field. Will appellant Triple J Enterprises please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Jeff Jones, Triple J.
Will purchasing agency General Services Agency please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Fred Michi here, Assistant Attorney General, representing both GSA as well as DPW.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. The public auditor apologizes for not being able to be here this morning. She had some last-minute scheduling conflicts. But we're here at the second pre-hearing conference, and just a couple of items on the agenda for today. First item is the motion filed by the government to dismiss, and the public auditor has found that motion suitable for disposition on the written submissions, and in ruling from the bench, she's denying the motion to dismiss, and a written decision will follow contemporaneously with the final administrative decision or be incorporated into the final administrative decision. So we're proceeding with a hearing, formal hearing on this matter. Okay, so dates. We have a date for the formal hearing, and I believe we have one day reserved or a portion of that day reserved on October 1st, 2013.
That will work. I had a list of dates that people couldn't be there, but that'll actually work out very well for me.
We're kind of limited because actually with the public auditor and myself, we narrowed it down to one or two days, but October 1st seemed to work.
I don't think it's a problem, but let me just double check, make sure I'm going to be on island. No problem there.
Okay. October 1st, beginning at 9 o'clock. So we have another further just dates prior to the formal hearing. The parties may file motions, any further motions, pre-hearing motions that they wish to file. And we're setting a deadline of September 6th for that, a week from today. And then any oppositions to motions filed would be September 13th, a week later.
September 13th?
Yes. And then if we'll determine if any oral arguments will be necessary on the motions or whether we can just dispose of them based on the written submissions. And then also by September 24th, which is a week before the hearing, we require the parties to file hearing briefs. And this will all be also spelled out on the written decision.
Scheduling order.
Scheduling order. Formal hearing briefs. Regarding the matters at issue in the appeal and the parties' positions on those. Witness lists. And each party will be responsible for ensuring the attendance of their own witnesses at the hearing. And then any exhibits that the parties wish to rely on at the formal hearing. and then a joint statement by the parties of stipulated facts, if any. Okay, so that's it. Mr. Jones, do you intend to, do you foresee that this hearing would take just a day?
Yeah, I don't think it will take longer than a day.
Mr. Nishihara?
Yeah, okay. In fact, on this one, we might be able to stipulate to some facts.
Okay.
Sure.
Sounds fine. All right, well, that's all we have. Is there any other issues that the parties wish to raise?
No.
Okay, so we'll follow with a written.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks.
This concludes the pre-hearing of OPA PA 13-008, Triple J Enterprises versus General Service Agency. The time is 9:05 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.